Hello everyone, this is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is November 22nd, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1963 in Dallas, Texas, United States President John F. Kennedy is killed, and Texas Governor John B. Connally is seriously wounded by Lee Harvey Oswald. That same day, United States Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson is sworn in as the 36th President of the United States. In 1967, United Nations Security Council Resolution 242 is adopted by the UN Security Council, establishing a set of principles aimed at guiding negotiations for an Arab-Israeli peace settlement. In 1973, the Italian fascist organization Ordine Nuovo is disbanded. In 1974, the United Nations General Assembly grants the Palestine Liberation Organization observer status. In 1975, Juan Carlos is declared King of Spain following the death of Francisco Franco. In 1977, British Airways inaugurates a regular London to New York City supersonic Concorde service. In 1988, in Palmdale, California, the first prototype B-2 Spirit stealth bomber is revealed. In 1989, in West Beirut, a bomb explodes near the motorcade of Lebanese President René Mouad, killing him. In 1990, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher withdraws from the Conservative Party leadership election, confirming the end of her premiership. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, November 22nd. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.